Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday, August 7th, 2020. There it goes.
Yeah.
How it is?
It's great, man. It's a good Friday.
It's a good.
It's better than, this Friday is better than last Friday, and it's better than next Friday, but it ain't as good as the one after that.
Is that, or are we coming up on a Friday the 13th? No, it'll be Friday the 14th.
That was a payday. The good ones are payday.
Oh, payday. Okay. Oh, is it payday?
Yeah.
Oh, trust me.
Well, I know you know.
I done looked.
Yeah, you have to.
I kind of know the, not the exact number, but I kind of have a general number in my head. And, but just looking in there, knowing that it's there, just gives me some kind of peace.
Yeah. Well, it's weird to me how it does fluctuate a little bit, even though we're, you know, I guess people on salaries, your pay fluctuates a little bit, check to check, a little bit, a few dollars here or there.
Why?
I don't know how it does, but it does.
Like taxes.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I don't pay them.
Oh, lucky you.
We're all in that range where we pay the majority of them.
Yeah, I have to.
That paid more this administration than the past.
I don't know how.
You've paid more in taxes this administration?
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely have, yeah.
You're talking about the Santa Croppy administration?
Oh, no. not that one.
Oh, boy.
Talking about the big one.
I was looking for the picture to show you, fat boy, and I can't find it.
What, have you just
taken look
it
at
out?
It. Just look at it live.
Talk about me.
No, not that.
Oh, you're not showing them your balance?
No. Balance. A year ago, I would have been glad to.
Balance.
I can't find it. Anyway, I'll do the weather for you instead. It'll be the hangover. Today, not bad.
Yeah, it's a real good day today.
Partly cloudy skies with a chance of afternoon showers, but it'll you know, it's the thing. When it does, it doesn't do it for hours. It does it for, at my house at least, it's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was raining when I got up this morning.
It's like
quit.
God puts a sprinkler out.
Yeah.
Cool you off a little bit, clean your car off a little bit, and then sunshine will be back. Anyway, hitting a high of 87 right now, mostly cloudy, and 69 in Sugar Tip.
Bye, baby, bye.
Ah, dang, that was the wrong one.
Not yet.
That's so good.
I mean, if that's some kind of mandate,
hey,
that definitely
hey, mama.
Was the wrong one.
What's going on here?
What does that mean? That's definitely the wrong one.
Because you said 69.
Oh, definitely not.
Oh, you're looking for that one.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
I don't mind.
Weather. It did that.
We covered it's Friday, payday, and weather.
Yeah,
we've covered those three things so far.
I'm still looking for this.
Oh, you still looking for the picture?
I man, I'm such a distracted person.
What is the picture of? I missed something.
You know what? I should do. The picture is Babe Ruth. we Fat Boy and I. Well, you were in it too, Jimmy. We talk about 100-year-old baseball, but anyway.
Yeah, we were talking about baseball before we went on.
Babe Ruth was the most famous man in America, even more than the president at the time. I think Warren G. Yeah. and Harding. Warren G. Harding. I never thought about that correlation.
Warren G, didn't he play there in Woodrow Wilson too, probably?
Probably, yeah. But anyway, Babe Ruth was so famous that when he would go out sometimes, he would put on a disguise to try to hide himself from everybody. And it was this god-awful beard. He would have a beard disguise. And the whole thing was, Babe Ruth was so awesome, but the son of a bitch couldn't grow a beard. You know, that's what people have beards that can't play baseball say.
Yeah.
That's why I say that.
I found a weird picture of him wearing some kind of striped tank top, like wife beater.
Well, that's what they all wore to the that's beach wear back then.
It is.
Culottes and striped tank tops. And the women were out there wearing, like,
this ain't real.
Pants. Well, you find the beard picture?
Well, maybe this one is, but the other one.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's absolutely it. No. Yeah.
Nobody recognized him?
Well, allegedly. I just thought that was the dumbest thing ever.
What about that one?
He looks like a cartoon character with the fake beard on.
I mean, it looks like what you think a fake beard would look like in the 20s. Like probably some kind of animal pelt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it looks like.
Man, he
it
played...
might be a raccoon tail now that I look at it.
Uh-oh.
Babe Ruth played during... the Woodrow Wilson, Warren G. Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, and Franklin D. Roosevelt administrations.
Oh, Lord.
That's a lot of presidents to play through.
Really
but back
is.
Then, they just did one term apiece, all of them.
Yeah.
They'd always get voted out.
What was the schedule, like 2 games a week? Mm-mm. No way you could have played that long, 162.
No, it was more than that. They had a regular season, but they traveled by trains, too. Old-timers will say you can't compare the stats because they have personal trainers now and they fly and they don't have to get on the trains and the buses and drive around and play poker and become teetotal.
Going to Evans. Yeah.
But they played slightly fewer games, but it was only a few fewer. 155.
God.
Yeah. Lou Gehrig played every one of them in 1927.
And they didn't really have bullpens either. They pitched the whole game. Eight innings.
It's
like
a different disguise.
It is.
Yeah, if he walked by me wearing that hat, I'd never recognize him.
Mm-mm.
They used to give him crowns, too. It was great. Instead of rings, they would get actual crowns.
Oh, hey, not shots of liquor.
King's crowns.
They had a pitcher named Dutch Rutter on the 27 Yankees.
Dutch Rutter?
Dutch Rutter.
I gotta look
it might be Dutch Ruther, but I'm saying it's Dutch Rutter.
And then they had a Bill Dickey.
They also had Urban Shocker.
Hmm.
Urban Shocker?
That was another starting pitcher, Urban Shocker.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just never knew this. Never knew it at all.
In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk about the 1940s St. Louis Browns. It's all Stan Musial talk.
I'm going ahead and look them up.
All right. So, yeah, it is Friday. I went casual today, as you may notice.
Yeah, you did.
Need to point that out.
Join the club. It feels good, don't it?
Well, you went
Friday.
You went profanity casual.
Yeah.
Oh, what words are we sporting today? Any good ones?
Two of them.
Oof.
F, both Fs.
No, both of them.
Oh, S and F.
Yeah. Okay. Good for you, potty mouth or potty shirt.
Potty shirt.
Potty hat.
When your mom was over at the house the other day, nine, I'll remind everybody listening, her name is Moose. Were you wearing any dirty clothes and did she say, son?
I was wearing my hat at some point. I don't think she noticed.
Probably couldn't read it.
Yeah, I hope not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just don't want any.
You just don't want the.
I don't want to have to tell her to leave.
Oh, my goodness.
It's my house. I'm 35. If you don't like my hat, you got to go. I don't care who you are. That kind of
if
thing.
If somebody says in your house, I don't particularly care for your hat, you will immediately make them leave?
Yeah, you just go ahead and go.
My gosh.
We don't do that here.
I saw somebody post on Facebook a picture of their kid. They had a shirt that said, I love tees.
Oh, yeah.
T-Rod.
Yeah.
Oh, doing that to your kid?
Was it a baby, like a breastfeeding baby?
It was young.
Okay. Because if it was a breastfeeding baby, that'd be cute.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess.
I mean, it'd still be wicked weird. What? Am I from Boston? Is Angel rubbing
wicked
off
weird.
Wicked
weird.
But it would be. It'd be wickedly weird.
Would you buy that for your kid, though?
Wicked weird. Now I want wicked weed.
I saw one time. It said hung like a 5-year-old.
The place in Asheville, not the
I know that.
Marijuana.
Hung like a 5-year-old?
Yeah, but the kid was wearing it. Mm-hmm. I didn't wear it.
Was he 5, you think?
He had to be close.
Oh, man.
I saw on Snap a lady I know, kind of know her. She's pregnant with twins. She got little onesies, and they say buy one, get one free.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
I guess. But the one baby's going to have a complex now.
Oh, yeah. Which one was the freebie?
Yeah. Free baby ain't going to like this.
No.
This dad wear a shirt that says, I rented this hooker, and it's pointed toward mom?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
The old shirts. Yeah. yeah, no. Those are, a couple of those are very inappropriate. Yeah. But for me, yeah. Not for some people, you know.
Like whatever. If Moose showed up to Nine's house with a shirt that had like the C word on it.
I'd be fine with that.
As long as it wasn't Christ. He'd make it leave.
I respect the First good. Amendment rights of all Americans.
That's right. Freedom of speak. Yeah. Freedom of Facebook.
Freedom of expression.
Say. Yeah.
Oh, can't's the real C word.
I ain't going to say nothing about it. And if you don't say nothing about it, we'll be cool about it.
That's right. Don't talk about my Jesus T-shirt today. Thank you very much.
No, it wasn't jump shot Jesus. It's a good one.
He's playing ball.
It's a real soft shirt. Feels good, don't it?
When he's taking a little time away from answering prayers and deciding who gets to live forever and who gets to fall forever, burn in a bottomless pit. He shoots up some hoops.
Skateboards.
Yeah.
You're in good company with that shirt. Because I think Kyrie Irving's the only other person I've seen wear it.
Well, no, but Jesus doesn't play the basketball game, of course. He plays Nebuchadnezzar. It takes forever.
Takes a long time.
Takes forever.
My goodness, I can imagine.
Dude, are you still on an N or a B? Hell, if I'm... Whoa, dude, you can't say that up here.
You don't cuss when we miss shots.
Every time I shoot, the ball falls through the floor.
Yeah.
Is he playing with all the apostles? Everybody gets a turn?
One of them's trying to buy in with some silver, but we're not going to let him.
We're going to play full court with Moses, the all-time ref.
Yeah. You get on your side or you get on your side, or I'm going to part this court down the middle. That's what he would do.
You think, Jesus would have talked junk for sure. He would have been Jesus probably was 6'2", 6'3". He would have been a two guard.
You know what? There was never never really any talk as far as how tall he was or anything. Just that he was white, that's all it says.
That wasn't right either, though.
I was winking at Paige when I said that. There's no talk about that.
No.
Other than he was good with wood.
God. Yeah,
he was a carpenter.
Yeah.
Maybe he was like 6'5".
And a co-pilot sometimes. Yeah. Oh, no, God is the co-pilot.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Nobody ever has any Holy Ghost shirts. Why not?
According to my grandma's Oldsmobile she had in the late 80s, God was the co-pilot.
Why not? Hey, there's Jesus shirts, there's God shirts, but you never see any of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit now. It used to be Holy Ghost when I was a kid, now it's Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it used to be ghost, but then people didn't like the connotations of ghost.
No.
You think Mary would have an issue with that shirt?
With the one I have?
Yeah.
I've worn it around her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She know who it was at first?
Oh, yeah. She appreciated the fact that he was wearing wristbands with nails on them. Hey, this isn't sacrilege at all. I think it's great. I mean, I wouldn't wear it. If it was, I'd give it a 9.
Send it on to the devil.
I'm not sure about his skin tone, but, you know.
Well, after this long a time of wearing it, it's kind of grayed out.
His elbow's kind of out. But, you know, Reggie Miller shot like that, and he's one of the greatest.
Well, thank you. I don't think he'd be that ripped, but, you know, whatever. It's a, you know. It's just a dick.
White shirt?
Artist, this one.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, that one's actually one of my favorites.
It's an artist rendering.
I thought she was going to walk over to you and ask what you had on.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I have to because I only see certain parts.
You know, today being Friday is great because I really am looking at the 1940 St. Louis Browns roster now.
Oh, you really?
I really did that, yeah.
You see somebody on there named Granny Hammer?
No, I don't think so.
There was a man named Granny Hammer played for, I think, St. Louis Browns.
So far, my favorite name is a relief pitcher named Emil Bill Dilly.
Emil Bill Dilly.
A good name.
Bill Dilly, Emil Ben Dilly.
Emil Bill Dilly. They also had Slick Kaufman.
Yeah.
God, you got a bunch of Name They Balls names now.
Slick Kaufman, they had dudes named Lefty on that team.
Well.
Lefty Grove.
Lefty Mills.
Oh. Yeah, I never heard anybody named Roddy.
No.
Oh, he's got left. Left-handed. We're going to call you Lefty.
Oh, Granny Hammer lived a long time.
Hey, I think Granny Hammer played for the Reds, right? Now that I think about it.
Yeah, well.
You just throw that out.
I'm really like Encino Man. Like, I fell asleep in the 50s, let's say.
You fell asleep a long time before you was even born.
I knew turn-of-the-century baseball stats, but I can't tell you, to use the analogy yesterday, my nephew's ages.
Yeah.
Granville Wilbur Hamner died in 1993.
Aww.
Granville's a good name from back in the day. Nobody has that anymore.
He was a Philly, an Indian, and a Kansas City Athletic.
Yeah. Must have had a lot of daughters.
Not a good hitter. He played a long time for not hitting.
Yeah.
That'll be a long time. You suck, but we're going to keep you around, Granny Hammer.
No, one of the, forever.
One of the best names of all time wasn't even a player. It was a writer, Grantland Rice. Grantland. The name is Grantland.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Writer.
Yeah.
Yes. Followed golf a lot, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then there was another player, name was Rabbit. He had Rabbit Miranville. Which, I mean, still, that's a badass name.
It is. Sometimes it's not just the dirty sounding names that are fun. No, it's a lot of the names.
My name's, are you the one they call Rabbit?
That's right.
Miranville. Okay. Rabbit. I'm friends with Granny Hammer.
I just made the Bill Simmons-Grantland connection now. I didn't know Grantland was a real person.
Yeah, no relations to Heartland statues.
Yeah.
No relation.
Nobody had real names back then, man. There were so many dudes named Lefty and Mule and Doc.
Mule is good.
Pinky Higgins. Oh. Mule Haas.
Dude, they had been dodging the war.
Mule Haas is good.
Dude, Babe Ruth was coached by Miller Huggins. Come here and give me a hug.
Here's Bing Miller.
Miller Huggins.
Nobody had real names, man.
There was a ball player.
Ranch Ricky.
Rube Wahlberg.
There was a player. I may have told this story before, but there was a player that played for the Cincinnati Reds in the 50s, and my daddy bought me this book. And man, to think that this was actually printed, but it was a book that was printed, and it gave the home addresses of former Major League Baseball players.
Yeah. How did that come out?
I have no clue. And it was, and I went through that thing like, holy crap, man, are there any of these close? Because I don't want to just send a request for an autograph. I want to go to their house. That was a middle school probably. And there was this guy who played for the Reds named Virgil Stalkup. I'm not sure how to say it. But he lived in Greenville. I don't know what led him to Greenville. But long story short, I sent him a thing. And I said, hey, can you send me some of your autographed baseball cards? And he wrote me back and said,
no.
No.
I only have one left, but since you asked, not, and see, now I don't know if that was just a, well, I only have one left, but since you asked, I'm going to give it to you. But anyway, he sent me a 1952 Topps, which by itself is worth like $50 now.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I found a list like that, like back in the early days of the internet. It was like a leaked list of contacts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bill Murray's phone number was on there.
That stuff's probably more accessible now if you pay like the $19 on some of those websites.
Yeah.
I found Barry Zito's email. I emailed him. That's the only one I heard back from.
Like, boy, some weirdo stuff back the 80s, maybe even into the 90s, because like when first time we went to Nashville as a family, we did the Star Homes tour where they would take us around on some double-decker bus to show us. And that's the thing. They'd say, yeah, that's Kenny Rogers' house, and that's so-and-so's.
Oh.
Who knows?
You don't know if it is or not. The only one you can tell is if you see Johnny Cash's house, it's got stuff growing on the roof.
Got grass growing on the roof.
Yeah.
He actually put sod on the roof of his house, and it was growing grass. It was like, what is the plant that looks like a face? You know, it grows up. So it's a face, and you put seeds on it, and it grows hair.
Oh, chia?
Chia. Yeah. That's what his roof looked like, a chichilla roof.
How you get a mower up there?
The face grows hair?
Yeah, but it's not that we're just going to drive by and take pictures of your house. No, we're going to print the addresses and sell it.
Yeah.
Damn. But yeah, I'd send that stuff. I'd go to the mailbox every day just thinking, oh, I sent that last week. I'll have the Ron Guidry sent me this back. I know he did. Bunch of jerks.
Oh, God.
George Brett probably used my index cards to light cigars after he played around golf. Son of a bitch.
There's like phone numbers for Hank Aaron on here.
I'm sure those are not real.
It says it's a leaked list. Oh, man, what if that's been a bit for like years and years and I fell for it?
You know what I was going to give you for Christmas last year, Fat Boy?
Hard time.
Chris Benson's business card. I thought that'd be something you'd add to your collection.
Oh, he'd love that.
I like to see it.
Had his personal cell phone number on it. It was a nice card, too. Real thick card. It was black. It had a nice texture on it. It's one of those cards that you look at it like American Psycho and say,
I was going to say.
Nice card.
Patrick Bateman.
Nice card, Chris with a K.
You got it.
Well, anyway, Friday, payday, all that stuff. We made it, and we'll continue to make it. Today, the FOF line, you can call that if you want to. 864-241-4318.
Is it a good one, Fatbo?
Oh, yeah, you guys catch a lot of crap. A lot.
Okay. Some of it's probably deserved.
Some of it probably it always usually is.
Yeah. I'm kidding. That's a good one. That's
good.
Oh man, my emotions are going back and forth.
I know.
Am I gonna need a nerve pill or not?
Oh, like
Fat Boy over here power tripping.
Always gonna need a nerve pill.
Yeah. The FOF line, still time to get in on that. 864-241-4318. Do most pay cycles go the same? Like, is it most every 2 week people's payday?
I don't know. Some of it might have been last week.
Feel sorry for you guys. 864-241-4318. And keep these phone numbers handy. Or write them on your foot. Why not?
Yeah.
People see it on your hand. 864-241-4318 for the FOF line. And then 1-800-774-0093 for regular phone calls. And then if you're timid or you don't have time, you can text us. 72341, the CVM text line.
Social media is facebook.com/RiseGuys, @TheRiseGuys on Twitter and Instagram. We'd love to hear from you any way you want to talk to us.
I have a feeling this will be a good program today.
I think so.
I think so, too. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, a toy company has pulled a doll because the sensor on the doll, some say, promoted inappropriate touching. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Promoted it. Yeah, I don't like that.
Inappropriate touch. That's bad.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate.
All right. We'll find out what toy got pulled and where Fat Boy will go look for it today because he builds collections of toys and products that are being pulled because of various images and things on the boxes.
Yeah, I'll probably go look.
It's quite a collection. All right, we'll get into that and much, much more next in the Rise Guys headline.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Oh. Happy Friday. Well, Hasbro, they had to pull a Trolls doll because some folks think that it promoted inappropriate touching. And there is a change.org petition out about this doll because people believe that it could have long-term effects on a child's mental and physical health. And in the petition, parents say that the sensor of the doll, the Trolls World Tour doll, there's a sensor under
Trolls World Tour.
There's a sensor under like the dress, and it's like a little button between the doll's legs. And once you wave your hand or touch the button, the doll gasps and giggles. So
we have the guy's gasp from yesterday's call.
Yeah, hang on.
That was just his gasp sounded like either a grunt or some kind of orgasmic situation.
Hang on just one second.
No, you're fine. But this is made by Hasbro.
Yeah.
Who's notoriously known for dropping products out that are, they kind of test the waters and they know it's going to get a reaction and it's always a good PR move. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Tickle Me Elmo. Mm-hmm. Anybody got an issue with that?
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to fondle him between his legs to make him giggle.
There it is.
Yeah, so if you press the button between the doll's legs under a skirt, it goes wee or an O.
And okay, under a skirt. There you go.
Yeah, so that's where you have the problem, under the skirt.
Do trolls have sexes? You know, not sex, but
there's
like
male trolls? And female trolls.
Okay. What would a troll look like if it sounded like this? That's a pretty old man.
Here's where the button is placed. I have a picture I can show you guys in the room.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's right there.
It is. I mean, it's well underneath.
When does the Fondle Me Fatbo come out?
9:55.
Well, a spokesperson from the company Hasbro says the sensor placement was not intentional.
Horse crap.
And we are happy to provide customers with a replacement Poppy doll.
Bull stud.
All right, so.
Nobody saw the button in the crotch. I mean, in this day and time, everything is over-filtered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if you hear it, you're going to look for it.
Well.
Well, maybe it wasn't particularly popular Trolls doll, so it took a while for people to catch on. I don't know.
Hit the button between my legs and see what happens.
So you're wondering.
You hit that one, you better stand back.
In the boardroom, while this doll is being introduced, while somebody thought that was a great idea, and a spokesperson says the feature was designed to react when the doll was seated, but we recognize the placement of the sensor may be perceived as inappropriate.
Yeah.
So someone signed off on that, not even realizing where the button is.
It was the Has Brothers. They did it.
This was approved by a bunch of people who paid no attention to what they were approving.
Hey, what's up? We're the Hasbros. We're into making action figures.
We're the guys who approved the Diddlo and the Little Mermaid Castle.
You guys seen 40-Year-Old Virgin? Yeah. Our houses are just like that.
Exactly the same.
We're the Hasbros.
Yeah. We wrote Sex in the Cloud and Lion King.
We're going to fight the Hasbros. They're bringing golf clubs.
We make all the Super Soakers.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just gave him a good idea.
What, right. Super Soakers?
Hasbro's Golf Club.
Hasbro's.
Does Bill have a brother? I think he does.
G.I. Joe by Hasbro.
All right. So the parents believe that in the society, it's conditioning our children to think that pedophilia is okay.
Well, I mean, you know. We're talking about America, not Greece.
Yeah. So there you go. Mm. Little controversy. Controversy to start the morning. Mm.
I guess because of the COVID, they're not doing the big toy shows, the toy fair. So I guess that's where maybe this stuff would have... Wait a minute. Is that a good place for that to be?
You'd figure somebody would pay attention to their job at Hasbro.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, whoever's clearing this and signing off on it, they're just not paying attention.
Yeah,
I guess they're all working from home and not doing anything.
Barbie dolls didn't have anything.
Yeah.
They had nothing there. No. Neither did Ken.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Ken.
I don't know about her cousin. She was a little wild. I don't think she ever married.
They had knockers.
Yeah,
but they didn't have nipples on them.
Yeah, they're supposed to be wearing like flesh-colored underwears or something.
Yeah, it looked like they just had some kind of like, you know, skin bowl.
Yeah.
That's sweater meat.
That's just to make them look lifelike.
What was her floozy cousin? The one that never married? Barbie. Jody or something?
Oh, I remember Skipper.
That's it. I don't know where I got Jody from.
Skipper.
Oh, what a name.
Skipper doll.
What does that mean?
She was sportier than Barbie.
Oh. Barbie was just like with her dream house and her pool and her Corvette.
And the Jeep. And the airplane and everything. I don't know what Skipper had. Skipper's life wasn't as good as Barbie's.
Bunch of cats.
Gosh.
Skipper turned into a cat lady.
She did not.
Yes, she did.
I think
she's not allowed to drive anymore.
Skipper played basketball and volleyball.
There was also Midge, who was Barbie's best friend.
What? Yeah. This town had a bunch of blanked up names except for just regular Ken.
Midge.
It's like baseball names.
Skipper was like Barbie's younger sister. So.
Yeah.
It's it. He's doing that from memory, everybody. He's not even using Google.
That's however you wanted to play your game. You can make her your sister or whatever. You know,
but I never got to play with Barbies. There were never any girls around their sisters or no girls in the family that played with Barbies.
Yeah, you couldn't make your G.I. Joes go to her Barbie house.
The girls in my family didn't play with baby dolls. They just had real babies.
Oh, okay.
Does Skipper have a little buddy? You know what I'm saying? A little Gilligan's Island humor.
Oh. Well, I don't know if Ken doll had a brother or a cousin or a friend. I think it was just Ken.
He was an orphan, actually.
He was an orphan.
You saw the documentary.
Oh, that's
he was an
sad.
Orphan.
Yeah. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Didn't they make a Sergeant Slaughter Barbie doll? I think he said that.
I think so.
Yeah. Now, it's G.I. Joe, we know before you text in. If Kane Hodder's listening, we know.
Well, Ken had a brother named Tommy.
He did?
Yeah.
Really?
News to me.
Yeah, they had a brother named Tommy.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I don't remember that.
But now, I mean, they're all just, I think now they're all just called Ken. Like, there's all these different races, and they're all just Ken.
Ken?
Yeah. Different hair colors and skin colors, and this one's a merman, and he's a Ken.
Like, serious question. Did they make Barbie in different, like, you know?
Asian Kens?
Like, was there like a black Barbie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because that's got to be, I've seen that before, like, you know, they, you know. Little black girls would go to buy baby dolls, and they would be that would be weird. I mean,
yeah.
But then again, I had Bo Jackson starting lineups.
Yeah, that's different.
That is different. I didn't even take them out of the packages. What a nerd! All right,
did you sell them, or what did you do with them?
I still have him and Dale Murphy.
Oh, okay.
I keep both of them.
They didn't get stolen.
No, they were not stolen by the pastor. Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Rocker Bells. Fat Boy, speaking of sports.
Well, you know, there's a big COVID outbreak in Major League Baseball. They're instituting a couple new rules, and they're pretty stupid. We got them for you. I don't know how you're going to enforce these.
No spitballs.
You know what? You're not too far off. Yeah. I'll tell you how. You might as well have a bubble or quit. The NBA has zero positive tests after like three rounds of COVID testing for everybody in the bubble.
Yeah.
Even the guy that went to the strip club?
Lou Williams, yeah. He quarantined before he came back.
The NHL bubble probably worked well.
Yeah. He wore his mask in the strip club. He was with Jack Harlow.
Yeah. This has got to be a really good time for people with jacked up teeth, I think. It really is. All right, we'll get more information on that. The future of sports during COVID next in your Rise Guys Sports.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Major League Baseball has a COVID issue. Trying to whip.
We all do.
Yeah, you know, they talked about playing in a bubble, but they did not do it. They went to their respective cities. So now baseball is trying to get in front of it, and we got a few new rules. Oh, man. I'll give you a few here. Players and staff must wear face coverings at all times, with the exception of players on the field. But I've seen a couple of those guys wear them, too. So that one's not too bad. This one here, this might be tough to enforce. Players are strictly prohibited from meeting in hotel rooms, not even to share food. Each team will have a large room at the hotel with food that's set up for social distancing. Not only that, while eating and drinking, they're not allowed to talk to each other or face each other.
Apparently eating is the most dangerous way to spread the thing.
Oh, we're screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, you know, kids, mommy's looking at me.
Yeah.
Baseball says you can't look at each other.
No, don't you do it. Don't you watch him eat.
But this
I'm embarrassed.
Is people that have been tested, obviously. They got their bracelets on and all that.
Yeah, I think they test every day.
They think it's going to sneak in on the food.
But they're not in a bubble, so they're getting exposed to the world and airplanes and airports and people. And
what if someone accidentally laughs? Will they be exiled?
Oh, you're cut. But your contract's guaranteed because baseball.
Yeah. Like last night, the Rockets, they got 2 days off, so they asked James Harden, what are you going to do? He said, I guess I'm going to hang out at the pool. Because all they can do is fish, golf, or go to the pool.
Yeah.
Players are not allowed to sit side-by-side on buses. No. Every other row must be empty. Plus, eating and drinking is still permitted on planes, but you better not talk when you do it.
What about smoking? Still off the list?
Yeah.
Taking all our liberties away.
Only on planes can you not smoke.
I think since Chase Utley retired, they don't have a dip issue anymore. He used to put a whole can in his mouth.
Well, when he retired, the people at Redman noticed a drop in sales.
I mean, he's around our age, so he grew up with it, but still.
It looked like he had a baseball in his mouth.
Yes. That's where Granny Hammer would hide his glove.
I don't know if this is going to be a trend for the NFL, but the Packers have started it. No fans at Lambeau Field for the first two home games. And that includes their Monday night game against the Falcons. Excuse me, the first month, but that's the first two home games.
Yeah.
After that, they'll reevaluate. It could go a whole year. And they make a lot of money. Those people are like, hey, man, we wait till we die to get a Packer ticket.
Well, ain't there a stadium up north with 100,000-plus seats that's going to be sitting empty all season?
Talking about Soldier Field?
I'm trying not to spoil it in case Fatboy's going to do that.
I don't think I saw it.
Penn State with no fans?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, no. They got 110,000 person stadium going to be empty.
Oh, yeah, that's a big advantage for them. Happy Valley. That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, we got, some college football, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, we don't care about the younger kids.
No, see, that's the thing.
When I say we, I mean Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, even here with the Athletic Commission, yeah. High School League, I think Greenville County's maybe a step behind Spartanburg and what they can do as far as workouts go. And those guys play each other. Clemson's schedule, they're not going to start off in Notre Dame. They don't play them until November.
Oh, you can go up there in the cold.
Yeah, November 7th at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to be at Wake Forest. And weeks 3 and I believe 8, are they bye weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So
they start with Georgia Tech?
Wake Forest.
Oh, that's right.
At Wake Forest. And it says non-conference game, not yet specified.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like a mystery opponent. Grab bag. It's going to be Citadel, probably.
Mm.
Yeah, it'd be Citadel.
Mm. A lot of people thought it was going to be Notre Dame Clemson to kick it off.
Yeah. That'd just be, I mean, everybody's going to watch the first week. You got to save that one.
I want to respectfully ask Wake Forest to decide what you are.
Are you demons or are you deacons? You can't be both.
You can't be both. You just can't. That's like saying, oh, you know.
Don't you do it.
I was going to give a really bad example there, but.
Ah, come on, man. You got like 15 seconds.
My mama said that she got a petition in the mail where they're around the Taylor's area trying to change the name of my high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, are they going to do it?
You know what she said? She said, I don't care no more since you and Angel don't go there, but what are they going to do about the boulevard?
That's the whole
thing. Because I went to Wade Hampton, and I was like, we'll just call it what Grandma called it, Super Highway.
See, I've been saying for years they should have changed it ever since I learned that he got lost in the woods.
Oh, he wasn't even a good soldier?
That was his thing. His big thing as a general was getting lost in the woods somewhere in Canada.
Yeah, like Francis Marion was a badass.
Yeah.
I think.
Swamp Fox.
Yeah. I mean, he had a good roller coaster at the beach, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That Sherman guy was pretty tough now.
Screw him. Son of a, he burned down the first Six Flags.
That's it.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The Planet.
Rock. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.